In the light of the liturgy this weekend, I would like us to look at the simple meaning of the kingdom of God in our life, especially in our family and marriage life. In the gospel itself, Jesus himself spoke about the kingdom of God about 126 times. Jesus often explained the kingdom of God in many different places, stories, and parables. He tried to help his disciples and the Jews understand clearly how the kingdom of God could be understood and experienced in a very concrete situations of life. The Gospel of Mark says, the kingdom of God is God himself. The kingdom of God is love itself. In other words, the kingdom of God is God's very gift to us, to all humanity. It is through God's gift that we are allowed to love and understand and communicate with God himself. In the light of the readings today, our question is very simple. How do we experience the gift of kingdom of God in our marriage and family life? When Jesus was tested by some Pharisees about the issue of separation in the marriage under the law of Moses, Jesus immediately referred them to the book of Genesis. In the beginning of creation, God has given us a perfect gift of God himself. When Adam and Eve were created in the very image and likeness of God, he created them as a husband and wife who became one body to equally love one another, to express the very gift of God, which is love itself. The second part of the gospel this weekend is a perfect example of the kingdom of God as a pure gift. When people were bringing a little children to Jesus, he said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you accept the kingdom of God like these little children, you will never know the kingdom of God really is. Because the kingdom of God is the gift of God. It is not something that we earn. It is the gift of God. Just as love in a marriage is a gift of God, the life of a marriage is also a gift of God. It is given because God loves us. So let us always and everywhere give thanks to God for his great love for us." Pope Francis once said, "The ability to genuinely love one another is not based on our own effort or goodness. It is being only and always a gift from God. So let love be sincere." We are called to love, to charity. This is our high calling, our vocation, our excellence. Charity, however, is the first and foremost a grace, a gift. To love is a gift of God. He gives it willingly if we ask for it. For sure, there are always some challenges in life, in family, in marriage. We are invited to don't easily give up. Let us ask God, the source of love, to strengthen our love for one another. As we are in the beginning of October, let us ask the Holy Family, especially Mary, Mother of Christ, to pray for us, to pray for our family, and to pray for our children. Thank you.